Sixers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your host, along with my co-hosts, Beckett, Patrick, and Declan. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, Beckett, what are you doing this summer? Got any summer jobs?
Yeah, I'm doing hay for a farmer tomorrow. And then I'm probably going to help clean up a well shop for a friend of ours. And yeah, that's about it. And then go on a pilgrimage to Cataldo Mission for Post Falls at the end of the week. So I need to call my boss and tell him that I'm not going to be able to work this weekend.
What's going on with Danielle's script? What's the class like?
Class?
Yeah.
It's like you play games that make you feel weird and embarrassed in front of people. But it's like the proof that you're not really scared because I wouldn't feel like I'm being ridiculous.
Okay, you had a birthday yesterday?
Yes.
How old did you turn?
18.
Oh, nice. Tell us about that.
Went swimming, opened presents, had some cupcakes.
Yep. Nice. Patrick, what are you doing for a job this year?
I'm doing haying with Beckett. I'm cleaning up the well shop with Beckett. I mow the neighbor's lawn.
Nice.
I work for another neighbor who lives up on the hill.
Cool. Okay, Declan, what are you doing for jobs?
Mowing lawns.
Nice. Are you in the summer book challenge this year?
Yeah.
What are you reading?
What I've read so far is The Borrowed House, Katie Woodlong, and Great Expectations, which is weird.
What do you still have to read?
Oh, Mom hasn't. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Tell us about Jack's Pond.
It's murky, deep and creepy, but weird. It's fun to swim in.
See, let's talk about the movie pilot. We filmed that in June, and right now it's being edited and musicized and colored, and I think it's gonna come out in October. Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting on that. Becky, what's new in the studio?
We have a editor that's willing to edit for free and a color who's willing to color the pilot for free. Oh, somebody bought us a brand new headphones and a $300 tripod and donated like I think half as much money to the music. We actually got some new equipment for a donation.
Declan, tell us about the wall.
It's doing good. We just need to do one more turn, and then we start building up for good.
What are some fun things to do in the summertime?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Go to the river where there's this gigantic rock and do flips off of it into the river.
Cool.
That's pretty fun.
Thank you.
I dove off of the rock yesterday and punched myself in the chest. I also tried doing a flip.
A flip that failed,
and I belly flopped from like a 15-foot jump. Kind of hurt my neck.
Nice. Anything else fun?
Wrestling in the driveway? We've done that a little bit. We've tried, but the mats keep sliding apart, so you end up wrestling. The gravel kind of hurts.
Patrick, tell us about karaoke.
You grab the microphone, you turn on some lyrics, and you sing.
Wow.
What do you want to know?
Check the Northern Granger forecast.
What? I like to sing.
Yeah, what do you like to sing?
Don't Tread on Me.
That's it? You just sing that over and over and over.
And
1,000 miles.
Where am I?
Yeah, that was pretty good, that one.
I Mercury Blues.
You do what?
Mercury Blues.
Beckett, what about horse riding?
Our neighbor takes us horse riding up in the mountain behind us. We go, I think she said it's about a 8-mile walk with from the horses. There's like 10 and 12 mile one that she does. But it's an 8-mile up and then an 8-mile down, I think she said. We go up the mountains and we look down in Grangeville. We go up there.
What's going on with the Mustang now?
We need to get new spark plugs for it again. And a friend of ours just got done rebuilding the carburetor for it.
Nice.
Got a door handle put in.
Is there anything new going on?
Yeah, I did. That's your news.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we got to say about that.
Yep, you now have to tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, so I proposed on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
She said yes.
Good job.
Tish.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I did the rodeos all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Last weekend.
Yeah.
That was good.
Pushing stupid calves. Fun.
Cows.
Moomoos.
I got kicked multiple times. And then we realized me and the other guy were working with people much smarter than that.
Wow. Well, this is Gophers Get a Grip, and we'll see you.